You were a body that needed a home. Now you are ruins and home is wound. Why I left when I did and could not say goodbye. The prison cell of memory. The decade of letters to the boy in Brooklyn, the bleached bones, the runway of nightmare. The parched stillness echoed in hospital rooms, the clenched fist, the shivering night sky, the shattered glass and balconies on three continents. The silence, the pity, the rage in bones, the eye feel butchered, like someone cut and cut and cut all the humanity, left nothing but rage. The mother outside morgue paralyzed by grief cries, I am not sorry for the martyring you. The revisionist history. The it did not happen. The they said it was different, so it was different. No one ever asked how or why. The sea of tents. The echo of lifeless, the limelight vertigo, the blood-soaked streets, the it did not happen, the revisionist history my children will one day ask about. You are a body that needed a home. Now you are ruins and home is wound. The stillness of the midnight sky before tear gas climbs down staircase of metro station, the bodies start falling like thunder. Like applause, like paralyzed mind waiting to be jolted by lightning. The I do not sleep. The I wake for memory, the close my eyes and all I hear is gunfire. Tilt head back and exhale for quiet. Instead I am falling, falling, falling into the broken teeth of this city. With blood-crusted fingernails, bruised knuckles, and burnt bodies sketched with charcoal on the back of my eyelids, the letter this week is about losing myself. You are a body that needed a home. Now you are ruins and home is wound. The arms wrapped around blanket during October sunrise. No map, no mercy, no melody, only cloud as corpse to guide the way. The unwritten letters. The months go by, the I do not recognize myself, overdose on pills as shrapnel fills throat, asleep with the intimacy of loss resting on my side table with yesterday's coffee grain. The trying to remember, to forget, and always forgetting to not remember. The I do not write to him for 64 days. The count to 5 and breathe. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Exhale. Close my eyes and all I see is ornament of burial shroud, sunset painted with massacred vein, city of lanterns with purple haze, marketplace of sorrow, glass shards meet concrete, another balcony, the unkept hair, the midnight walks, the hollowed out, clawed out, the rotting and ripe presence of batons and blockades, and another, and another, and another. Letter from prison cell. The are you okay? The are you happy? The before I sleep, I am still talking to your silhouette on walls. You were a body that needed a home. Now you were ruins and home is wound. Suez is burning, Sinai is burning, Port Said is burning, Maspero is burning, Atahadiyah is burning, Tahrir is burning, my world is burning, and all I can do is write to the boy in Brooklyn who taught me how to be the hollow frame of a body in spite of the flames. The aftermath. The mayhem of survival, the mayhem of empty, the mayhem of the broken hymn of the hundredth goodbye. The I left when I did nothing familiar about myself left. I left the letters behind, box full overflowing of handmade paper. Flowers pressed between the map to the morgue and memory overflowing of nothing but hollow. You were a body that needed a home. Now you are ruins and home is wound. The I still write to him. The I still write to him, not of hollow, not of loss, not of adventure or defeat or love, but of finding a way out. Of lifeless and love in spite of loss, of starting over, of lifeless and love in spite of loss, of leaving. Of lifeless and love in spite of loss. You were a body that needed a home. Now you are ruins and home is wound. You are a body that needed a home. Now you are ruins and home is wound. That you can walk away. That you can always say enough. That you can always say today, I will watch the world burn from another balcony.